talking about crime, and is the Biden crime wave going to be on the ballot in 2022?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was on the ballot in 2020, and I think we saw exactly what happened with, turning what was expected in a Democrat House majority to grow into just a measly 5 seats, the smallest minority or majority that we've seen in decades. And now it's only gotten worse as we've seen the ramifications of this leftist defund the police ideology actually come to fruition in Democrat cities. In Portland, they're grappling with a surge in gang-related shootings. In Seattle, they have the highest homicide rate in 26 years. San Francisco, car burglaries are up 138%, and that's just the West Coast. As more evidence comes out that Democrats are no longer interested in even feigning being the party of at least supporting some law and order, I think people in these communities, especially in the suburbs, who do not like seeing their communities ravaged, are going to come out and make sure that they are voting for Republicans in 2022, because the Republican Party is the only party these days standing on the side of public safety.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all develops leading up to 2022. I can promise you a lot of people are going to be very, very upset if this continues in this direction. We'll see how it plays out. Keith Skipper, thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it. Talk soon.
There you go. That's Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Stay where you are. Still to come, Tommy White, the business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. Also, Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor, small business guy, and he tracks the economy very closely because he's a small businessman, and he has to. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's 4:30 right now as I check out the traffic cams. There are several areas that you're going to find some congestion. Heavy volumes on the Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Lane restrictions in that area causing some backups. You're also bumper-to-bumper, 215 westbound at Eastern there in Henderson. Reduced speeds on the 515 northbound at Pecos, eastbound 515 at Main Street. You're bumper-to-bumper, 15 northbound at Sahara as you work your way through the corridor. And you're pretty much touch-and-go, 15 south at Charleston and U.S. 95 eastbound. That's past Valley View.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Good win for the Las Vegas Aces yesterday in overtime. They knock off Seattle 95-92. Chelsea Gray scoring 15 of her 21 points after the third quarter, including the go-ahead jumper with 10.6 seconds left. The team is overall led by Asia Wilson. She had 22 points and 11 rebounds. Kelsey Plum adding 15. Aces back at it coming up on Wednesday when they are going to match up against the LA Sparks. The Vegas Golden Knights could just sit back and watch the Stanley Cup Final after Vegas lost to Montreal. Stanley Cup Final beginning tonight in Tampa Bay, where the Lightning play host to the Canadiens.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings, In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you a part of the show. Coming up, top of the hour, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us. And we'll talk about the economy. How far back have we really come? He should know he is a small business guy. He's also a former candidate for governor. Maybe, for all we know, a future candidate for public office. I hope he does. I really do. I love this. You know, we've been talking a lot about, and we talked about it with Keith Skipper earlier, about the border crisis, which really is it really, honest to God, is a crisis. Even though the head of the Department of Homeland Security says, no, it's not a crisis. It's a challenge. Oh, is that what it is? David Cicilline is a Rhode Island congressman. He was on Fox yesterday trying to defend, and it's real hard to do. Trust me, it ain't easy to defend this border policy because it totally undoes Trump policy that was working. But he tried to defend the Biden border crisis yesterday on Fox. David Cicilline, this is cut number 6, the congressman, a Democrat from Rhode Island.
Well, I think the administration is approaching this in exactly the right way, really focusing on the underlying reasons for migration, understanding what's happening in the region that's contributing to that, helping to make investments that will reduce those challenges in those countries, in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. They've also done, I think, a very good job of managing the surge at the border. The reports now are that children are in custody of the Border Patrol for 30 hours as opposed to 120 hours. So a significant reduction, which means they're being placed properly in settings that are appropriate for children. But this is a complicated, difficult challenge, and we want an immigration system that is orderly, fair, and reflects our values. That really reflects the values of our country. I think the administration is doing that. But this is a difficult problem to solve. People are fleeing persecution, crime, tremendous hardships, looking for a better life in America, and dealing with the underlying causes of migration, why people are coming here, I think is the right way to approach it. It's exactly what the administration is doing.
The vice president took a lot of heat for not going to the border until this past week. Did she and her staff make an unforced error in waiting that long?
Look, I think the administration, from the very first day that the Biden-Harris administration took office, understood that they inherited a broken immigration system and that there were real challenges at the border. And they began to work immediately to be sure that we were putting in place an orderly and a fair and a humane system to deal with our immigration challenges. They've done that from the very first day, so I don't think the visit changes that. Obviously, understanding what's happening at the border is critical, and I think the administration has demonstrated a deep understanding of the challenges and is approaching it in the right way that really reflects who we are as a country and the values. You know, the immigration, the asylum and refugee system have been described as the crown jewel of American humanitarian position. And I think that's right. And we have to protect that system and make sure that people can access it in a fair and, humane way.
That's David Cicilline, the congressman from Rhode Island on Fox yesterday. This is what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me with this. It makes no sense whatsoever. The stay in Mexico policy worked. The end of catch and release worked. The numbers came down. The wall went up. This is so bizarre, and it's so obvious. It's like black and white. It's a totally different way of approaching immigration policy. The Trump policy worked. The Biden policy is a disaster. It's horrible. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call my buddy Sam Peters. Do it right now. Peters Family Insurance, 702-870-4000. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, this is one of the sad times when you follow sports like guys like you and I do. And I'm watching them in the pregame skate. Montreal and Tampa Bay playing for the Stanley Cup, and they're starting the Stanley Cup game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. They're starting it without us.
Yeah, it's really a shame because, of course, the Vegas Golden Knights had one of the better records in the NHL this year. They went through, they won 2 7-game series, and then you get to the third 7-game series, and they just couldn't close the door on them. And I think people are going to look back at Peter DeBoer's decision of maybe going with Marc-Andre Fleury after Robin Lehner had the good game. Who knows? I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda, right?
I know. But can I tell you, though, the problems that the Golden Knights faced were not defensive, and they weren't in goal. I think their goaltending, they got a goaltender that's probably going to win the Vezina. Going with a hot goaltender versus the best in the game, that's an issue that we can all argue about over a beer on a Tuesday night or something like that. But it's just, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that was the problem. I think the problem was that our offense just shut down.
They couldn't score. You're right. They couldn't score, and that's why they're going to have to make a decision. I think Martinez, his contract is up. And can the Vegas Golden Knights continue to pay two goaltenders a total of one is $7, the other is $5, so $12 million between the two. You may need that money elsewhere so you can get a scorer, because obviously, like you said, it wasn't the defense that was lacking this time. It was the offense.
Yeah, it happens. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass, and he'll be like me, you know, watching the Stanley Cup Finals and saying, wait a minute, where are the Golden Knights? They're supposed to be in this, and they're not. I want to go quickly to cut two, because you heard from David Cicilline, a Democrat talking head on Fox yesterday, trying to defend the Biden border crisis. Well, the former president himself talked about that same border crisis in Wellington, Ohio. It is 42 miles southwest of Cleveland, as a gentleman, Jim Dallas, and I think maybe Siri, he's not going to admit to this, but it was Siri, I think, that found out about that. Talking about the Biden border crisis. Let's go to cut two. This is the former president in Ohio Saturday night.
Immediately upon taking office, Joe Biden deliberately and systematically through his people, because I don't think he did it, dismantled America's border defenses and incited a flood of illegal migrants like this country has never seen. They violated our laws from every single corner of the globe they were invited in. And we can't do that. We can't afford it. We can't have it. We can't have people coming out of prisons. We have no idea who they are. Illegal border crossings are now up 976% since just a short few months ago. When I left office, we gave the new administration the most secure southern border our country had ever seen, by far. We ended the ridiculous catch and release. You know what that is. You catch them and you release them into our country, a brilliant policy. And they're back at that now. We ended asylum fraud. We built almost 500 miles of very beautiful, very successful wall that was working.
Yeah. That's that was the president's view. Little different than David Cicilline, wouldn't you say? And by the way, the other issue that came up on the Sunday shows yesterday, which I thought was interesting, was the issue of the Department of Justice lawsuit against the state of Georgia. And I want you to hear real quickly, see if we can squeeze it in before the break. This is Cut 4. Stephen Miller is a former Trump senior advisor, was on with Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Morning Futures. And this was his reaction to this DOJ lawsuit, the USA versus Georgia.
Does the Department of Justice's lawsuit have any merit?
No, it's a completely political lawsuit for the sole purpose of trying to erode election integrity in this country. One of the most alarming trends that is happening and has been happening in recent years is the left's use of law and law enforcement as a political cudgel, a weapon against their enemies. What distinguishes America historically from failed states, from third world countries, from authoritarian regimes, is the idea that the law is a neutral instrument wielded only for the purpose of delivering justice. What you're seeing right now is this Department of Justice attacking an extraordinarily modest election proposal, again, only for the reason of trying to make it easier to commit fraud in an election.
I thought Stephen Miller was always one of the smartest guys in the Trump White House, and he once again proves that he's got it nailed. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear the president, the former president, and it really is sad that he is a former president. But we're going to talk about one of the issues that is very much on the ballot in 2022 in the midterms. They're not talking a lot about it yet, but it's going to be. And the president, the former president, talked about it extensively Saturday night in Wellington, Ohio. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you caught this Saturday night. In fact, I don't think any of the cable networks carried it, to be honest with you. Wellington, Ohio, the former president, Donald J. Trump, kicking off the first rally of the 2022 midterm elections. Listen to this.
Well, I want to thank Ohio for the incredible turnout. There are thousands of people trying to get in. And all of the unbelievable, hardworking patriots who are here tonight at the very first rally of the 2022 election. We're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. With your help, we are going to defeat the radical Democrats. And we have no choice. You know that, right? We have no choice. And we're going to elect an amazing slate of proud American First Republicans next year. America First. You never used to hear that expression, did you? You hear it plenty now. After just 5 months, the Biden administration is already a complete and total catastrophe. I told you, crime is surging, murders are soaring, police departments are being gutted, illegal aliens are overrunning their borders. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Drug cartels and human traffickers are back in business like they've never been before. They're doing numbers that they've never even thought possible. And just a few short months ago, drugs were way down. Human trafficking was way down. It was all way down. It was all they had to do is go away for a little while. It was beautiful. But the schools, when you take a look at schools and you look at all of the things that happen, left-wing indoctrination camps, critical race theory is being forced on our military, gas prices are spiking, inflation is skyrocketing, and China, Russia, and Iran are humiliating our country. Joe Biden is destroying our nation right before our very own eyes. The number one priority for everyone who wants to save America is to pour every single ounce of energy you have into winning a gigantic victory in the midterms and in 2024.